Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. There's more evidence that the novel coronavirus can live in the air for several hours and on some surfaces for as long as 3 days. According to a new study, the virus in a laboratory setting survived longer on stainless steel and plastic surfaces, up to 72 hours, and cardboard for up to 24 hours. Conditions in a lab environment are more stable, though, than in the real world of varying factors such as sunlight, which can kill off viruses faster. The best way to protect yourself is still to wash your hands with soap and water well and often. In about an hour, President Trump holds a news conference to talk about the pandemic as multiple media outlets report that he's expected to declare a national emergency. On the state level, Texas is the latest to do so. Governors across the U.S. are working to contain the spread. Part of that involves efforts to work with federal agencies to roll out a lot more test kits to better understand the full extent of the outbreak and help localities map out a more effective response. New Rochelle, New York has opened its first drive-through testing site for that state. Governor Andrew Cuomo is warning residents, everybody's in this for the long haul.
I think this could be a 6, 7, 8, 9 month affair. Watching the trajectory of the virus. So I think people should start to recognize that. This is not going to be over in 30 days. It's not going to be over in a couple of weeks.
Several states are closing public schools to fight the virus. NPR's Corey Turner says Congress and the Education Department are working on plans for children who need school for their food and their health care.
It began as a trickle earlier this week, with closures limited to individual schools or a few hard-hit districts, including Seattle's. But yesterday, the floodgates opened. The governors of Maryland, Michigan, New Mexico, Ohio, and Oregon all announced statewide school closures, some for 2 weeks, some for even longer. The governor of Kentucky also strongly urged his state schools to close. In some cases, the closures appear to have been prompted by the discovery of someone who had been infected through community transmission, meaning they had not gotten the disease by traveling or through contact with someone known to be infected. Corey Turner, NPR News.
Now to North Carolina, where WUNC's Jeff Tabiri says the state is strongly advising against large public gatherings.
Governor Roy Cooper is urging against any gathering of more than 100 people for the next month. This includes conferences, sporting events, concerts, and religious services. For now, these are recommendations and not an order. As of Friday afternoon, a theater with capacity to seat 2,700 people said it would remain open. Meanwhile, most legal proceedings at district and superior courts across the state are being pushed back at least 30 days. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tabiri in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The major market indices are up roughly 4%. This is NPR News. Reuters News Service is reporting that the New York Stock Exchange said today it aims to keep its equity and options trading floors open, quote, in the days and weeks ahead, even as it asks its staff at 11 Wall Street not needed to support floor trading to work from home with this coronavirus outbreak. It says, quote, we appreciate the nation and the world have their eyes on the New York Stock Exchange as both functionally and symbolically important to public confidence in maintaining an orderly market during these volatile times. End quote. The Dow is up more than 4%, S&P 500 and NASDAQ up more than 3.5%. For the first time in more than 100 years, the Boston Marathon is being postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak. Isaiah Thompson of member station WGBH in Boston says the race is now expected to take place in September.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced the postponement after a long day of talks with marathon organizers and leaders from communities along the route. The marathon is a point of pride here. It's also an economic force that brings in more than $200 million every year. But Mayor Walsh said this was the right decision.
We've shown before that no matter what the challenge is to our marathon and to our city, we are Boston strong. And that's what we will be again this year.
The head of the Boston Athletic Association said more details for runners will be available in the coming days. For NPR News, I'm Isaiah Thompson in Boston.
The senior U.S. general in South Korea says he's fairly certain even North Korea, one of the most isolated countries in the world, has been swept up in the pandemic. Still, reporters, the North halted military training for a month before exercises resumed.